Hi, Jill.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. We are going to provide, or we are going to do, podcasts for beginner and intermediate learners. And we want to use stories and easy content from our linguist library. And one of the best stories, I think, is this simple story called The Power of the Linguist. You have read the story?
Mm-hmm. A long time ago.
A long time ago. I have even listened to the story in Russian for my Russian learning. And while it's a simple story, there are many useful phrases in this story that people can learn. And so we ask our learners to listen to this story many, many times. Mm-hmm. And to get used to the language and to enjoy the story. And of course, what we will do is we will talk about some of these phrases that come up in the story and maybe explain them and provide a little additional information. Now, as you'll remember, the story began with Jane and Sally going to visit the building where Jane's brother lived. Why do you ask so many questions about the girl living with your brother?
He has not answered my emails for many weeks. I think I know the reason why.
Why? Maybe he is just busy. He is probably too busy to write to you.
I think it is because he is in love with this girl.
Why do you say that? How do you know?
Why do I say that?
Yes, why do you say that?
We used to write each other all the time. We sent emails to each other every week. He stopped writing me.
So what? He probably has other things to do.
Now I never hear from him. He no longer writes to me.
And so we've gone through the first part of the story, and here we are at a situation where Jane and Sally are talking to the manager of the apartment building. And the manager says, "Why do you ask so many questions?" Now, I think that's kind of a useful phrase.
So many.
So many.
It's so many really people. Emphasizing... Yeah. That you're asking a lot of questions.
Right.
Why are you so curious? Not just mm-hmm. You're not just asking questions, you're asking so many questions.
Right.
A lot of questions.
To that degree, to that mm-hmm. extent.
Right.
You wouldn't say, "Why do you ask many, many questions?" No, you say, "Why do you ask so many questions?" And he says about the girl living with your brother. Now, he could also have said the girl who lives with your brother. So here's an example of this form. The person staying at my house. The person who is staying at my house, you could also say.
Mm-hmm.
So the use of the who, it's sometimes there, it sometimes isn't there. We can give many, many rules, but it's a matter of getting used to it.
Used to it, yeah.
Now, what does Jane then say?
He has not answered my emails for many weeks. I think I know the reason why.
Right. For many weeks. For 3 days. For 3 days I have been trying to phone you. For 5 years I studied at university. You know, this is a phrase that causes problems for some
people. A lot of people say since.
Right.
That's
exactly
the
point.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So how would you use since?
I have been studying English since last year.
Right.
But if you have been studying for a whole year,
right,
you can't say since a year.
Right.
You must say for a year. It's just a different construction completely.
And the interesting thing is that in many languages, the word since is used in this other way.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing logical about this. It's just the way we say things in English. is different from the way we say things in German or French or some other language. Mm-hmm. So, for example, how long have you lived in Vancouver?
I have lived here for 27 years.
So you have lived here since you were born?
Correct.
All right. Can you ask me a question with that structure?
How long have you been learning languages, different languages?
I have been learning languages since I was a teenager.
So for many, many years.
For many, many years.
Right.
I have been learning languages for many years. All right? Very, very important structure. Now here's another one in this same sentence.
I know the reason why.
I think what's interesting there is the reason why. I know the reason why. That's a very, what we call, idiomatic expression. You could also say, I know why.
Mm-hmm.
I know why. But sometimes we say, I know the reason why.
Both
know, or you could even say, I know the reason.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Then he says, maybe he's too busy. Too busy to write to you. Too much to do something. Can you think of another example?
Just using two?
Two. Like, for example, he is too poor to buy an airplane ticket, to buy a dog. Yeah. All right.
He doesn't have enough money
right.
to buy a car.
Right.
So you could say he's too poor to buy a car.
Oh, I was going to say he's too poor to buy a dog.
Whatever.
Even poorer.
Yeah.
Even yeah. poorer. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So, too busy to write. All right. In the next one, she says, I think because he is in love with this girl. Now, we all like to talk about love. And songs are written about love, but in love with. Now, you can be in love with people. Mm-hmm. Can you be in love with other things?
People say that. People say, "Oh, I'm just in love with my car,"
right.
or "I'm in love with
Vancouver."
Vancouver. I love this.
Right.
I love this city. I'm in love with this city.
I mean, how often do we hear people say, "I'm in love with the linguist"?
Not as often as we would like.
That's right. Okay, we're working on it. Okay, in love with. Then, the next one is, why do you say that? How do you know? Why do I say that? What I feel is important there is the way we reverse the order when you ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Normally we would say, you do know. Right? But when it's a question is, why do you know? Why do you say that? How do you know that?
Right.
Why do I say that?
Right.
So this is something that for people who are very much beginners, there's an opportunity for them to listen to that structure mm-hmm. over and over. It's not why you say that.
Right.
It's why do you say that? Okay. Another phrase here, we used to write each other.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very common phrase in English.
Really common.
Used to.
Yeah.
Used to.
We in the past.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, we wrote to each other all the time.
Mm-hmm. The even though the word use means to use something, you use a tool, you know, use a computer,
you use a pen to write.
But here the meaning is that we were in the habit of doing something. We were accustomed to doing something.
Yes.
We regularly did something.
And we don't any longer.
And we don't any longer. That's true. Normally, if we say we used to do something, it seems to imply that we no longer do
it.
Very good.
Otherwise, you would say we do this often.
Right.
We do this regularly.
Right.
This is a habit.
That's right. We could say we regularly write each other. It means that we're still writing each other.
Exactly.
But if you say we used to write each other, it means that it has stopped at some point.
Right. We sent emails to each other
mm-hmm.
every week.
Mm-hmm. I think what's interesting there is that even before, we used to write each other all the time. So it happened in the past. We sent emails to each other every week. Every week we sent. Very often people have trouble, is it we sent or we were sending?
Mm-hmm.
Because people think, well, it's an ongoing thing. Every week
mm-hmm.
you sent.
Right. This implies the simple past. Mm-hmm. We sent emails to each other every week.
Mm-hmm.
It's they used to do that, and they do not anymore.
Right. Exactly.
It's finished.
It's finished. Right. Absolutely. On the next line is the very short phrase, so what? I just think it's worth including because it comes up all the time. And so what?
So what? Yeah, people will say that all the time.
Big deal.
Big deal. Yeah.
Yeah. So what?
Okay. It means who cares? Get over it.
Right.
Big deal.
Right.
It's not a big deal.
Right.
So what?
So what? And the last one here, what is it? What have we got here?
He no longer writes to me. No longer. So he doesn't anymore. He doesn't write to me anymore.
Right.
He no longer does that.
Right. Here again, it's a phrase that it's not completely obvious from the meaning. No longer. No longer than a mile. I mean, you could also say that. It's no further than. But no longer means finished.
Finished. Done.
He no longer does it. He stopped doing it.
Right.
Okay. I think that that is enough to cover this. Again, this is coming to you from www.thelinguist.com. The content that we are commenting on, and you heard a brief excerpt at the beginning of the podcast, this content can be found in the Linguist Library. This is the beginner intermediate version of our regular podcasts. We also do the same thing with more advanced content. But for those of you who are members of The Linguist and who have listened to this story, or even if you haven't listened to it, please go to the library, select it, listen to it, save words and phrases, save some of these phrases that we've talked about that are very common in English, and you will create many examples from your reading and listening. And those of you who are just listening to us, please come to our website and have a look, www.thelinguist.com. Jill?
And also, just if you do come to our website, you will find hundreds of hours of content to choose from, and a lot of content, a lot of the content we have is conversations between people, and some are actually conversations between you and I.
Right. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.